Bruh, no lie, I would take my rubber band, then I would take my paper, fold it up, put that daggone tape on there, and shoot that rubber band with that mud. That mud ain't bow. I put duct tape on one time, bro, for real.
Yeah, I got hit in my forehead. I got hit in my nose. Like, that's the
I usually got, I would try to run, and I used to be pretty quick back then, so I would get hit, like, in the back, the side, or I would turn, like, as they were shooting, so they wouldn't hit me in the face, because I ain't gonna lie to you too, bro. I was like a sore loser, but I definitely wouldn't let nobody hit me in the face with one, bro, because I don't even play like that.
That's a hurt, man. But I hit him first, so he had to get back. I hit him right in the jaw.
But them tape joints used to hurt, boy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You ever did the, see, I didn't do a lot of slap boxing, though.
I used to do slap boxing. Man, I got so many brothers, I really didn't have a choice at one point, you know, and then, like I said, so when we moved to Maryland, we used to get, they used to try to pick on us because we was from North Carolina. So me and one of my younger brothers, I would have to scrap for him because don't let him sit here and a lot of y'all be talking about he'd be out here fighting and all that. I used to have to take up for him, and I did that, you know what I'm saying? And they would be wanting to slap box, and then when I would be slapping them up, they want to turn to a real fight. So we'd be at the bus stop, bro, every day for like a long time. I had to fight these dudes from Maryland every day because I'm busting their tail at football, at the football stop. You know, at the bus stop, we playing football before school. I'm busting their tail and they mad, and then they want to try to like turn it to something else. But at that time, I was like, bro, I'm gonna defend myself because I'm not scared to fight. I don't want no whooping if I get caught, but I'm not scared to fight. You know what I mean? That's just how I lived. And a lot of people be like, man, I didn't know you was like such and such. It was like, well, you don't really know someone as a like a teenager or a kid. It's like, bro, I had like a whole situation where. If you know me, you know we got a lot of whoopers, me and my brothers and them. Like, bro, we was getting our butts to a real talk. So, yeah, bro, like, I had to watch what I was doing. I had to kind of, like, maneuver a certain way. And a lot of people, if my brothers and them would tell you, man, he not quiet or he not shy. Now, when I was younger, I was more shy. But now that I'm older, like, I'm allowed to really be me. I don't have, like, a parental system, like, restricting who I am. You know what I mean? So, and that's just the growth in myself as well.
Man, yeah, like, high school, I was pretty chill, quiet. When I got to college, that's when crazy stuff happened, man. Like, the people I met, going to the wrong place at the wrong time, people pulling guns on you, I don't like that. It was terrible time.
See, that was the thing, too. I try to keep myself out of all situations like that, bro. I kind of, like, I wasn't going to a lot of house parties and things like that. And, like, I didn't really start going out until I got, like, in my mid-20s, you know, further on past that. But... just because I'm like, bro, I was real focused and locked in on just, like, at that time, you know, being a good person, working and grinding. That's it. I wasn't really focused on nothing else.
See, it's my friends. They the ones who get me in bad situations. I never be in bad situations. They the ones who be getting guns pulled on us or someone trying to fight us, and I got to defend them. Yeah. Like, I don't know why. Like, I never understood
those situations. Like, I mean, those situations, you just kind of, like, you don't want them to happen too often.
Yeah.
I have it happen like maybe 2 or 3 times, but I try to minimize them as much as possible. And luckily, in this great state of North Carolina, we can open carry. So I really wasn't too worried about, hey, man, if that's what it turned to, that's what it turned to.
That's facts.
But I'm never looking for that, and I'm never out here trying to be like some tough guy or anything like that. But I'm going to just defend myself if I have to.
Yeah, I'm a man of peace, man, but what comes, you got to be ready.
I'm straight. I'm not out here looking. I'm not trying to bully nobody or nothing like that.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that little bike is
I nice, know. Man. I ain't never seen them. Yeah. Oh, that's dope. Nah, but yeah, it's just, life is a series of just like good events, and then I don't know how to even explain it, man.
It's like a roller coaster, man. And I used to have this thing that I believed when I was younger, and it's crazy that we having this conversation and we done came to this moment today because... when I would have these little thoughts, it was like, oh, so I used to believe, like, oh, I have seasons. I have seasons where everything seems to go right for me. And then I have seasons where everything is just going bad. And this, I ain't talking about, like, some Facebook meme showed me this. I'm talking about, like, no, I was, like, in middle school when I started thinking, like, man, I used to be, like, really good at this X, Y, Z. And it was like, I kind of, like, had a down season. Then I had another good season. Then I had a bad season. Then I had a good one. Then I had a really long bad one, and I feel like I'm kind of progressing toward my good one now, so I feel a lot of, like, good will and, like, everything, good energy going in the right direction.
Nah, I really think the world is, like, 80%. People say 50. Oh, I feel like the world's, like, 80%, like, mental.
Yeah.
Like, every time
I really think and like assess situations and be logical, things tend to go my way. But when I just try to like, when I stop thinking and just start acting, crazy mm-hmm. stuff always happens. Like, the more you think about what you're doing, I think life, I don't know. I'm in a good place
like,
in life, though.
So I kind of look at it like this. It's like, yo, I don't have all the answers, but it's like if I want to do something, I try to do it, you know, to the best of my ability. I don't want to half do it. I just kind of like jump in. It's like, you know, I don't have all the answers, and I'm not always right either. I be wrong a lot, but I'm willing yeah. to admit when I'm wrong, you know, just so I can get to that right answer. I'm okay with that.
Nah, I feel you on that. Like, yeah, I feel you.